On est très confortable ici. Which means literally, one is very comfortable here. Who is the one? Meaning, it's a comfortable place. We are. Yeah. Instead of nous sommes, on est très confortable. On est très bien ici. One is fine here, very fine, very well. On est très bien ici. We are fine. On est. Yes, one is. On va. Yes, one is going. Or we are going. On va partir maintenant. One is going to leave. Who is the one? Meaning we. Instead of nous allons partir, on va partir maintenant. Yes. On va rester ici. Yes. One is going to stay here, meaning we are going to stay here. The on va. If you turn the on va into a question mark, that would also mean shall we? On va commencer? Are we going to start, meaning shall we start? On va? On va partir? Shall we leave? On va rester? Shall we stay? So, without inflection, it would be, we are going to stay, on va rester. But with a question mark, inflection, on va rester? Shall we stay? And if you have qu'est-ce qu'on va, then you have what are we going, meaning what shall we? Because qu'est-ce que already gives you the question. So qu'est-ce qu'on va, with any verb, means what shall we? Qu'est-ce qu'on va faire? So the inflection is not necessary anymore because of qu'est-ce que. Qu'est-ce qu'on va faire, what shall we do? Qu'est-ce qu'on va manger? What shall we eat? Qu'est-ce qu'on va commander? Commander is to order, to command, but also to order in a restaurant. Qu'est-ce qu'on va commander? What shall we order? Qu'est-ce qu'on va boire? What shall we drink?
Drink.
Drink. Boire. Yes. And qu'est-ce qu'on va prendre is what shall we take. Not only take, but whenever you use have in English, referring to food or drinks, in English you will say, what would you like to have to eat? What would you like to have to drink? In French, have, referring to food or drinks, is not avoir, but have for food or drinks becomes an intake, and you use prendre. Never avoir. Yes. In English, you can say, I'm going to have a cup of coffee, to have a cup of coffee, not in French. How would you say in French, I'm going to have a cup of coffee? I'm going.
Je vais prendre une tasse de café.
Very good. Prendre une tasse de café. Very good. Je vais prendre une tasse de café. Yes. Very important. Prendre. So, to have becomes an intake for food and drinks. To have dinner, of course, is to dine, dîner. To have lunch is déjeuner. Le déjeuner is the lunch, but déjeuner is also to lunch or to have lunch. So, voulez-vous déjeuner avec moi? Will you lunch or will you have lunch with me? But breakfast, in French, is a small lunch. Le petit déjeuner is breakfast. How would you say, will you have breakfast with me tomorrow morning?
Voulez-vous
have breakfast?
Prendre.
Right. Hmm?
Prendre.
Hmm? Voulez-vous what?
Voulez-vous prendre.
Right.
Le petit déjeuner avec moi.
Right. Demain matin.
Demain matin.
Right. Voulez-vous prendre le petit déjeuner avec moi demain matin? Yes. So, to have breakfast is to intake, to take. Voulez-vous prendre le petit déjeuner avec moi demain matin? Yes.
Would it be wrong to say prendre le dîner?
Hmm?
Would it be wrong to say prendre le dîner? Or should you always say...
It's not wrong. It's perfectly understood. Yes. Yes. But usually you will say just to dine. So le dîner, this dinner, le déjeuner, this lunch. Actually, déjeuner is to disfast. Jeûner means to fast. Déjeuner to disfast is lunch.
Yes, breakfast is.
And breakfast is a small disfast.